Here's an estimate from the World Bank that might shock you. More than 500 million people in sub-Saharan Africa don't have access to electricity. The problem is especially acute in rural areas, but now one organization has come up with a simple idea to help turn on the lights.
The Free Play Foundation already had the technology at hand when it started thinking about how to get cheap, reliable electricity into rural parts of Africa. The group's wind-up radio, called the Lifeline, has been a big hit. It's a regular AM/FM radio, but it runs off either a hand crank or solar power. Since 1998, FreePlay has distributed around 150,000 of the radios across Africa.
What we're doing now is we're taking FreePlay technology to another application. So the next application will be lighting.
Christine Pearson directs the FreePlay Foundation.
If you can extend people's useful hours by giving even 2 or 3 hours of additional light each day, it can really start to transform people's lives. For children, they can study or read. You know, if women have do beading work or different activities to earn income like sewing, you know, it enables you to, if you have a stand for vegetables, whatever you might be selling, it'll be able to extend your nighttime sales.
FreePlay's plan is straightforward. The foundation is designing a mini power station that could charge a variety of lights, everything from flashlights to household light bulbs. Charging could be done by hand, by foot, by the sun, maybe even by wind power. For the actual lights, FreePlay wants to use light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. You probably see them every morning when you roll over and look at your bedside digital alarm clock. LEDs light up quickly and produce more light per watt than incandescent bulbs. They also have a much longer lifespan. FreePlay's Christine Pearson says the company is asking rural Africans for help in designing the base station and the lights.
Our approach, like it was with the Lifeline radio, is to spend a lot of time doing needs assessments and creating product prototypes that are then field trials. So the end users are telling us what these products must look like, what services they must perform. So we're tailor-making the products to the needs of the end user.
FreePlay will begin testing different designs in Kenya. It hopes to have a final product available by the end of next year. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.